Chapter 3. The universe continues to expand through you. So, you were non-physical source energy, and still are, and from that non-physical vantage point, you projected a part of your consciousness here into this physical body. And so here you are, exploring the wonderful detail and contrast of this leading-edge time-space reality. Now, here in your physical body, you're surrounded by wonderful specific details of contrasting life experience that you're able to decipher through your physical senses. And as you live your life, day by day and segment by segment, your personal deciphering of life causes a further expansion of the universe. As you observe your world, you're seeing it through your eyes, hearing it through your ears, and smelling it, tasting it, touching it through your deciphering senses. In other words, you cannot help but see your world through your personal and important perspective of self. And in that natural process of perceiving life from your perspective of self, you cannot help but give birth to new preferences and to desires for things that, from your perspective, would be even better still. In other words, by living life from your selfish point of view, you are discovering improvements. Many of our physical friends do not like the idea of being selfish, but that is because they misunderstand a fundamental principle of life. You cannot be other than selfish. For you cannot observe, perceive, or be other than from your perspective of self. All points of consciousness, even one-celled organisms, perceive, and they do so from the ever-changing, selfish perspective that they currently hold.